Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, folks. Wrong music for that one.
Supposed to be your spiritual music.
Well, kind of spiritual. And let me just play this a little bit, and we'll come right back to you, because we got some big news for you.
Well, we have a special song.
He lived another couple of years.
that we want to play for him right now.
Yeah.
So let's go to that, Leo. This is...
I think George might appreciate this song. I always have, and you can always see it on my website, by the way, lasteelshow.org. And you can go to my tribute programs and my all of George's maybe 200 programs that he's done with our show will be on lasteelshow.org and the Friday Night with George Dixon under that menu, so right at the top. So,
right now,
you know, that'll be a lifelong tribute to my friend.
So right now we're paying this song for George. you're up there listening, George, I hope you liked it.
I think you are, George. I know I've been feeling your presence all day, and it's helped me go on today. But there's one more. Should I play one? Can I play one more?
Yep, go ahead.
There's one more that I think George would appreciate since he was doing morphine for the last two. You know, yeah, I shouldn't laugh at this, but you know, George and I last week, you know, when we last talked, you know, he had come down with a case of the shingles, and he was going in, and he says, "Jesus, I'd sell my soul for a morphine shot of morphine." And, you know, and he was going into the clinic to try to get something to stop the pain. So, you know, George was great. But I think
I think he'd
appreciate this a lot. So I'm going to play it. It's another great song by Playing for Change. It's called Give Me Shelter. It is a Rolling Stones tune.
Yeah.
and those two songs were for George Dixon.
Yeah.
Who's a very dear friend of ours that passed away this afternoon at home in Kinderhook, New York.
And I was thinking a lot about today, what George, what would be a great tribute for George. And George was, I think his favorite band in the world was Moody Blues.
Oh, yeah. He always used to say that.
I remember one time he was going to see them. He came up and did the show. I think he did our show. I'm not sure. But I'd seen him that day. And he did our FM show years ago. A number of years ago, and he came up and saw me, and he was going to see the Moody Blues that night, and with his wife, and started back to started at 9 o'clock or something.
Oh.
And the funny thing was is he took off and he went down to see the Moody Blues. I think that was the last concert he saw, and he also did our show that night. I think that same night. But George was a real he was something else.
He was a wonderful guy, a real
trooper.
And, he'll be sorely missed by his family and by his friends.
Oh, he is.
He had lots of friends all over the place.
But in tribute, okay, to him, what I wanted to do is I wanted to play one of his best songs. He always played it whenever I was in his car.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, on satellite, And he was good at that. But I just wanted to play this song, Moody Blues tune. And I'm getting off of YouTube here. Just hang on one second. But Moody. This was like one of his
favorite
all time songs, yeah. And that's what's on. Now I don't know if this rendition is his favorite. Probably not. It was the according to this YouTube one. It's the here's one. This one might be better. But I wanted to say that Al Bielek.
Yeah.
You know, George introduced us to Al Bielek.
Yeah.
And Al Bielek, of course, was the only one of two survivors on the Philadelphia experiment.
Right.
And but it turned out that Al Bielek said that this guy, the head of the Moody Blues, was his son.
The Moody Blues guy
denied it, I guess. But Al Bielek said that it was his son. So, according to George Dixon, that was what, and I never actually talked about it with him, but I'm going to go to this one. I think this one might be a better song.
Okay.
Moody Blues, Night and White Satin, live at the Montreux, 1997 or something. Okay. And I got a ton of them. I don't know which is the best one.
Well, just pick one.
I can't imagine what might be the best one. Early edition. White's nice and early edition. Let's try that one. I think you'd appreciate that.
That's only 4 years ago.
No. Well, it's posted that way. That's an old video. Let me get out of that one and go back to one of the more modern digitalized versions. Probably a little better.
Yeah, do that one right there.
Yeah, this is the latest one. This is 6 minutes long. Well, I think George would have heard this one and would have appreciated it. You see, he really did like the Moody Blues. It was his favorite band. Oh, here we go. Moody Blues, Nights in White Sun.
was.
White and Night Satin. Night and White Satin. By the Moody
Night,
Blues.
Nights
in White
Satin.
Night in White Satin. Nights in White Satin, yeah.
By the Moody Blues.
And,
George Dixon's favorite.
Yeah, George was a if anybody knew George, he was a guy who was so into so many areas of not only knighthood, but all of the myths, all of the religions, all of the aspects that one could imagine, really, because George's mind was expanding beyond areas.
He just had a lot of interest.
He
wanted to know what made the world tick,
and he
was a truth seeker. He wanted to find out what.
But he also got into the occult. He was very, uh-huh. very, very much into the occult, as well as the UFO. He actually was interviewed and counseled UFO abductees.
When he lived in Long Island.
Yeah, in Long Island. And he, George was a lecturer and a teacher, you know, of esoteric knowledge. And he gave lectures quite often down in Long Island. And he had a Tuesday night or a Thursday night, I can't remember, I think it was a Tuesday night program.
Mm-hmm.
He had lectures every Tuesday night at his home, and people would come from miles around to listen to George's, talks at his home in Long Island. And, he was involved with so many different groups, and, he reviewed books for many sci-fi authors and so on. He's very well respected in the field, in his field, as an esoteric researcher. And we had a long friendship, not as long as many would like. I would love to have had, but our dear friend Bill Marshall, who Lila is well known to, Lila, we worked together for how many years? 4 years.
Yeah.
2003 to 2007.
Yeah.
And
he was our astrologer on
Earth. He was. Bill Marshall was astrobiologist. I'm sorry, Bill, for screwing that up. But astrobiologist, and he was remarkably, amazingly accurate on many of his predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot of political predictions.
And he introduced George to us.
And also Maria Fix Algeri, who a dear friend of George's, and for 30 or more years, and I'm kind of choked up still. I it's difficult for me to do this program, but I felt it was important to do it today, on the day that he died, and Lila felt the same way.
Yeah.
You know, so look, while I compose myself a little bit and think of what I'm going to say, I have two more selections that I want to play tonight that I know George would really probably. I think he's pushing it actually, knowing George. That he would want me to play these two, and these two songs. The first one is a great, great song by Simon Garfunkel, The Sound of Silence. And the second is one of the most amazing songs probably ever written, that's had over 58,000 views. 58 million views is Stairway to Heaven. So these two songs, I believe, are I'm being led to tonight by George in his tribute. And let's play these. We'll be back after this one. Oh, by the way, this one has had 4,548,567 views.
Wow.
Yeah. Very popular rendition of this one. Sound of Silence.
Well, you know what? Come on down, firework train. But they wouldn't let us have that. Well, we'll make our own fireworks here.
Into Christianity, and there's so much into multiple dimensions and fractal consciousness and everything else in the Mayan calendar. And you know, there is no question that George was climbing the stairway to heaven all of his life. You know,
I think so.
Yeah, driving each step, you know. And we're hoping, George, that you made it to that last final rung. And tonight,
we're sure you did.
I'm pretty sure we did. We're hoping to find you there when we, you know, when we pass
when
on.
When it's our turn.
Yeah. So, there you go, George. This is for you. 58 million hits.
Stairway to Heaven or our friend George Dixon. I thought that was a little too loud. Leo didn't think so.
Well, we kept turning up another sound, so
well,
if you saw
we had our we had our window open, and I was afraid my neighbors wouldn't appreciate it.
I apologize.
Too much.
But, but I wanted to... there's two more songs tonight that I feel I have to play. One is Knocking on Heaven's Door. And it's not by the Bob Dylan rendition. It's actually by Guns N' Roses, which is one of the best renditions.
Okay.
It got over 4 million views. But the other is Imagine. I think you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll end with that one, maybe.
Yeah. And there's one more that I might want to play if we have time to do that. It'll be at the end of the show. And it'll be the Stones Waiting for a Friend. It's a great song.
Okay.
So,
Guns N' Roses, Knocking on
Heaven's
Door.
You'll remember this.
George, that was the Rolling Stones. the Rolling Stones. Guns N' Roses.
I'm sorry, I messed that up. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, just shut it off. It was almost over.
Go ahead. Not sure which one's...
Stone?
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. And,
Waiting on a Friend.
Yeah, a great, great song.
And we have Just Imagine. That's what we wanted to play.
I was going
to
play that, but this one even is more so. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't.
You don't like Good Flowers?
No.
Well, let me play it. You think? Another great one too. It says Time Is On My Side, which wasn't on Georgia's side.
No.
And who knows when, but
I like Just Imagine. I wish you'd play that one.
All right. And at the end of the night, I will play. If we have time, I don't think we will have time. But I'll play Dead Flowers, which is another really great Stone song. No, I'm gonna play it now.
That's not it.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Well, then have this one.
Because Dead Flowers, don't send me Dead Flowers. And I think. I believed in this. And he's a good friend.
Shows, Blog Talk Radio,
But of course, they'll be featured on my website under Friday Night with George Dixon. So I'm going to be able to put all of his programs on there over the last 6 years or so. He's been with us 5 years. And it's quite a number of shows. So please look forward to that. I'll announce that again on our program here. And I thank everybody for joining me, and good night.
Good night, folks.